modern smoker.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? There we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and 3 o'clock from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information is on the website. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. For those of you who are new to the class, there are over 150 of us here at USAprepares.com. We are dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, physicists, farmers, inventors, innovators, and students rising to become instructors. Over the next few weeks, you're going to continue meeting more of us. Hardly any of us is capable of holding down a job. This is USAprepares.com. Alex is producing the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. And today, you're going to meet a new instructor. And Trend Micro's chief technologist for Internet content security, Dave Rand, is going to be with us, and we're going to be discussing computer security from many levels. The threats are real. The stakes are high. How high? Computers control the nation's infrastructure, the power grid, nuclear reactors, air traffic, e-commerce, the Internet. And without the Internet, would you have a job or a profession? Possibly not. Let's learn about Internet content security with an innovator in the computer security field, Dave Rand. Welcome, Dave Rand.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Dave. You know, rough night last night here in the Midwest. We had a heck of a storm. Tornadoes came through. We've accounted for all of USAprepares.com instructors except one, Mike Ma. I have not been able to contact him. And Joel Johnson is right there in Moore, Oklahoma. I mean, he's right there. He went through it. The tornadoes came through, and he's going to be on the air with us this afternoon. You haven't met him, but maybe soon you may get a chance to meet him. So let's talk about Internet security. You are Trend Micro's chief technologist for Internet content security. You're responsible for integrating Internet protocol filtering and Internet protocol reputation services. You know what we should do? Okay, why don't we start with some basic terminology and then ramp up to what we need to do about these threats. So for example, can we define spyware and malware and viruses so that we all know what we're going to be talking about?
Sure. It really comes down to a few different things, but starting off with the spyware and malware. Malware is software that you don't want on your computer. It might not be things you installed deliberately. It might be something that's truly malicious in nature, trying to extract information from you. And spyware is kind of a subcategory of that, where the software that is installed on your computer without your knowledge is looking at your activities and monitoring your behavior. Now, this is done on a number of different levels, and it need not be actually on your computer. There's malware that gets installed on routers. There's malware that gets installed in even fax machines and things like that. So it's a pretty broad spectrum.
Okay. So malware, we don't want it. And it's software that we should be concerned with. And I'm thinking, you know, sometimes I have installed programs over the years, applications, and attached to them are other applications that I didn't want. Now, I think something happened in the last few years where you can not install some of these applications by unchecking boxes. But prior to that, they seemed to hitch a ride along with applications that I did want to install. I guess things have gotten a little bit better where you can elect not to install some applications. So are we talking about applications that people are writing for nefarious purposes?
Sure. And what you're talking about specifically are things like toolbars and things that get bundled with other applications. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Right. One of the reasons that companies choose to bundle toolbars is that they get a revenue share of the traffic that customer then generates. Unfortunately, these toolbars can also monitor your behavior, so they act in a way like spyware and often redirect your browser results so that, for example, if you're searching on a given site, they may give higher priority to certain searches depending on who you are and what else you've been looking at.
Interesting you say that, because yesterday I was at KWTO radio studio, and I was searching for a person's name, and I did a search, and his name came up number one in association with me and USA Prepares. I did a search again, and it came up on the second page. So the same search resulted in two different displays of ranking of this particular person's name. Is that because, is that tied to the first search that I did, you know, a moment before? Or why is it like that?
Not likely. You know, the search results are not updated that real time. So likely what you saw was an example of a local browser extension or toolbar that was helping you.
Okay.
And I use that term loosely.
Yeah. Okay. So should we avoid installing toolbars?
In general, yes. Toolbars are not needed. Now, there are some toolbars that people enjoy and that give them additional features. That's a personal choice. But understand that they are collecting your information and they are changing the way your browser was meant to work. Sometimes for the good, but most often for the bad.
I remember several months ago, maybe 6 months ago, I was looking for a very specific tool, a Milwaukee 18-volt cordless drill, hammer drill, screwdriver, a quality tool. And I did a search on it. The next thing I know, if I go to Amazon, there's an advertisement for it. If I go to another site, there's an advertisement. It seems like, how did everybody know that I was looking for this specific 18-volt Milwaukee cordless tool?
Well, again, that's the holy grail of advertising. They want to present you with advertisements that are meaningful to you.
It sure was. It sure was.
And I mean, that's what advertisers are really striving for. And you see that now in companies like Facebook that are trying to integrate all aspects of your life to try to present you with a unified view of the internet that's customized for you. And that's what advertisers are willing to pay for to get that targeted presentation to you.
But do you have concerns about the level of information that we are revealing to others about ourselves on Facebook?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So you're a privacy. You have privacy concerns, as do the rest of us here at USA Prepares. So I don't know how to ask you this. I guess just straight on. A lot of us believe that Facebook is a tool of the government to find out more about us, and some of us are just not aware enough to say, You know, I don't think I want to. I don't want to put my schedule on Facebook. I don't want people to know. Hey, I just left for work. I'm eating a burger at McDonald's or whatever I'm doing. I mean, I don't understand why people even put that on there. But is it a tool to spy on us?
Oh, wow. That's a difficult question to answer. I think that it wasn't intended as such, but mm-hmm. it certainly has become an avenue that can be explored by not only government agencies, but individuals for the monitoring of behavior. I mean, there was an outcry recently where in order to apply for a job, they were asking for your Facebook password. I mean, that goes beyond. You shouldn't ever have to disclose personal information like that when you're applying for a job. But on the same token, the people who are doing the hiring want to understand more about you, and Facebook seems to be a place where people are opening their souls, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And I imagine that I was talking to one of our instructors last night. There's not a single bank that would want to be associated with USAPrepares.com. And I know why, because we talk about the Federal Reserve. So they don't want to be associated with us. So I think what we're saying is that if people decide they're going to vent or air their views, it can come back and bite them. It can ruin their chances for that promotion.
That's right. And understanding that once you publish anything on the Internet, it's there forever, is something that is foreign to many people. They don't understand that you can't delete a post after you've made it. It's archived somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, when you expose your personal information like that voluntarily, what can you do to undo it? And there's not much.
Right, right. And also unflattering pictures, uncomplimentary pictures. It's just, yeah, the Internet is an indexed research tool for worldwide browsing. Who writes these programs that, we'll call it malware? Who says, hey, I got a great idea. You know, for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to spend my time doing this. Who would do that?
Oh, you ask such good questions. I mean, that's the root of the issue here, right?
Yeah. Dave Rand is with Trend Micro. Dave Rand is the founder of many companies. We'll tell you a little bit more about who Dave Rand is. I think we're going to have some fun. And, you know, computer security, it's serious. It really is serious. It could take down our country. We'll see in a few minutes how that could happen. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dave Rand is with us. And Dave Rand has been a key contributor to the Internet Engineering Task Force since 1991. Dave, we're talking about computer security, and could it take down our country if it were if we're pierced at the right levels?
Of course, but you know, we were talking about just who writes the malware and who's actually involved in all of this. You know. Back in the first days of viruses, it was written as a kind of a capture the flag or a proof that, that you were elite or that you were cool, you know, in the computing world, to be able to write software that could infect other computers or take them over. I mean, that was the goal. It wasn't malicious at all. I mean, yeah, there was a certain level of maliciousness about it. But it was never designed to cause damage. And that changed over the years. And as people got more aware, I guess, of computers and viruses, this became more of a malicious approach where they were looking to destroy information. Mm-hmm. And that existed up until probably about 5 or 10 years ago when the rules changed. And they figured out that there was money to be made by looking at these computers and by taking them over. And that's when the switch got turned. Instead of doing...
Go ahead. How is money to be made by by infecting these computers?
There's 101 different ways. One of the ones that I thought was the most interesting, though, was a piece of malware that went and looked for press releases. Press releases? I mean, really? What possible use could a press release have, right? Well, it turns out that they were looking for press releases that hadn't been transmitted to the wire yet, the day before company. Uh-huh. And then they were trading stock based on that.
Yeah, I saw that firsthand. Have you ever met Bert Bertonus? His name is Jim Bertonus. I've been calling him Bert Bertonus for 30 years. Have you met him?
No, I've never met him, no.
But you know of him?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me share an interesting story with you about that. Back in 1980, he and I were in the conference room of a company, and April was coming up, April 1st, April Fool's Day. So this was, let's say, 30 days before that, and this was before the Internet. And so we conjured up a press release, literally, and we mailed it out. We put it in first-class envelopes on our company letterhead, and we sent this press release out. And it talked about how we invented this technology called the TX bus. And we sent it out from Silicon Valley, California. We sent it to the New York Times, the Washington Post, Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, you know, all the publications who would be interested in technology. And it alluded, it never really said exactly what it was, but basically, you could, as you read this, it talked about how it was installed in an operating room. Surgeons were involved in this, and it was implanted. And it sounded like you'd plug this device, a signal, electrical signal, into your body through this device, and you could become a character in a movie. And this was in 1980. So we sent this thing out for immediate release on April 1st as a joke. Okay. Well, it got picked up. And people wanted to invest in our company. They thought the three of us, three guys in the loft of a building, you know, renting a small portion of a big building. So people thought we were really something. And we're just three guys, three kids in this loft. Well, people wanted to invest in it because they thought they had inside information. So I know exactly what you're talking about. So that is, you know, when you're talking about press releases, I thought, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, we never accepted any investment funds as a result of it, but it actually did happen. And 10 years later, there was a publication in Silicon Valley talking about great claims that failed to materialize, and we were number two. Apple took first place. Apple took first place with the Apple Newton. But interesting, you know.
Sure, but that's one way to make money with malware, right?
Yeah, but absolutely.
Things have changed since even then.
Dave Rand, Vin Finelli, we are talking about computer security, and I have a whole bunch of questions. Where are we vulnerable? What do we do about it? What do we need to know? What do we need to pay attention to? How do we update? How do we protect? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope. Optimize health with K48 Plus.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about computer security with Dave Rand. And Dave Rand is with Trend Micro. And Dave, I was thinking, as we were talking about the press releases, and, you know, wow, I guess some people have a lot of time to think about these things and find ways to make money with malware and spyware. Well, I was thinking about, as you were saying that, I was thinking about years ago, if someone wanted to tap a telephone, okay, a man would climb up a pole. I'm talking about like the 1950s, maybe the 1960s. A man would be on the telephone pole, he'd climb up there, he would hook up some equipment, or he would tap into the wires. But that's not the case anymore. You don't have to go there. You can do all of these things remotely from almost anywhere, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, so the people that write these, can you give us another example of why or how someone can make money? The press release is absolutely brilliant. There's no question about it. That's at a pretty high level. That's
sure.
Almost like being in the government where you say, hey, we're going to be buying a whole bunch of new tanks, and then you can tell your friends that, hey, they ought to buy stock in the company that makes the tanks. But so
sure, that's bits of inside information. But
yeah,
there's lots of other ways that they're making money now. I mean, one of the ones that is even unusual and probably directly related to your audience is alternative currencies.
Hmm. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's on my list.
Yeah, so alternative currencies is, for example, Bitcoin. Bitcoin's a cryptocurrency, and it requires computing resources to generate a Bitcoin. And it's a very compute-intensive process. Well, what some of the malware authors are doing is co-opting your computer and putting it together with a bunch of other computers, and they're generating currency directly using your power and your computing resources.
So this is counterfeiting to...
Not counterfeiting. It's generating.
Well, okay. Well, isn't that similar?
No, it's not. And I could...
Help me understand how if we are generating currency... we're talking about currency that with the Bitcoin that would be inflationary because we'd be just generating it out of electrons?
Kind of, except it requires an enormous amount of computing resources. For example, today it takes about 5,000 computers 2 weeks to generate 50 Bitcoins.
Ah.
Okay. And okay. The problem, the cryptocurrency authors, I mean, they did a really good job on this. As time progresses, you know that computing resources become more powerful and there's more of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, the cryptocurrency automatically adjusts for that, and every time you generate a Bitcoin, it gets a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
And so over the course, well, back in 2010, for example, one computer could generate 50 Bitcoins in a day. Now it takes 5,000 computers a couple weeks, and the next time they increase the complexity, it'll take those same 5,000 computers probably 2 months to generate 50 Bitcoins. And there's a fixed number of Bitcoins that can ever exist. So, I mean, they really thought about this. But anyway, back to the issue. These malware authors have co-opted your computer to generate Bitcoins on their behalf. So now they have a huge network, an army of computers at their disposal, and that's what we call a botnet.
A botnet?
Right. And that's basically a network of compromised computers that can be used for multiple purposes at the author's whim. And they can rent these botnets out. For example, I mean, the spam that everyone gets, that's coming from compromised computers around the world.
Mm. So is this kind of like what SETI did, the search for extraterrestrial?
Good example. Yeah.
You know, where they? I know Art Bell was involved in helping SETI get involved for good purposes to network free resources that you might have on your computers, millions of computers worldwide, to do some processing, each one doing a little bit of processing. So that's kind of what you're talking about with the botnet, yes?
Yeah, that's exactly right, except instead of being a voluntary task like it was with SETI,
mm-hmm.
It's involuntary. You didn't mean to install the malware. You didn't try to install it. It just happened. And once they install the malware on your computer, instead of trying to destroy your computer, they're going to use that resource as long as they can.
Which is the on the other end of the spectrum from the viruses and from you know, from the destructive purposes. Absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's changed in the last 10 years from being a destructive force to being trying to keep your computer running as optimally as possible, yet stealing your resources or stealing your information or both.
In Philadelphia, some notebook computers were passed out to students. The cameras were turned on, and the school district was spying on what the activities that were going on in the homes. They had the audio, and they had the video. All the student had to do was, you know, power up the computer, lift up the cover of the screen, and there it was for everybody to see, or for the school system to see what was going on in those homes. Is that a concern that we should have, those of us who have cameras on our notebooks?
Well, in fact, one of the ways that the malware authors make money is that they do exactly that, except they try to target young women for some reason.
Hmm.
And they sell these videos of these young women in their natural environment, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
On the internet. And by using that, you know, and we're not talking about two or three, they're compromising tens of thousands of computers, and they might get, you know, 150 hours of video, of which they'll trim down to the most important, 15 minutes.
You know, a husband, a fiance, a boyfriend would absolutely be livid and angry and want to lash out. Now, and that's assuming you knew who to lash out against. We don't know, do we? We can't find these people, can we?
Well, sure, and that's part of the problem. I mean, you're familiar with the $45 million heist that occurred recently, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So now they're trying to track those people down. You know, they're scattered across the world. And that's just one example of computer intrusions, affecting the society. We've got all of these new ways that these malware authors are making money by extracting information and then using that information in various ways.
Dave Rand, what is your biggest concern about computing today?
Well, it's really more complex than that, because it's not just about computing. It's about how we're using this network that has been created, the internet, right? It's such a powerful force, and it's been used for such good things. But it's also the power of destruction as well. So how do you balance that?
Well, here's why I'm asking that question. I was thinking about a guy who is no longer at a radio station. I was there yesterday, and what he did was he recorded, the temperature is 68 degrees, 69 degrees, the temperature is 70 degrees, the temperature is 71, you know, and he did all these recordings, and then what happens is there's a computer control system that reads the outside temperature, and then it goes and grabs that file with that, the temperature is 70 degrees. Well, it grabs that and it plays that. Now, if something went wrong and it grabbed the, let's say the sensor was wrong, it could report the wrong information automatically over and over and over forever.
Sure.
Well, and that's, so what I'm saying is we didn't used to have the potential for failure at such a fast level, unassisted, programmed. Now we have nuclear power generation that's run by computers, and we hopefully have some guy who's awake long enough to read the screen or hear the alarm and do the right thing should a failure actually be detected and monitored, detected and alerted the humans. Well, that is a concern to me, because maybe we are so dependent on these systems that we are removed from what's really happening.
We are dependent on these systems. There's no question about that, and for good reason. A computer can watch something, watch a dial, watch a temperature, watch a voltage, every millisecond for years and not get tired of it. Right? A human just can't. So we need computers. We need these resources. At the same time, we need to understand that these are vulnerable resources and we need to protect them. You illustrate nuclear power plants. I mean, that's a good example because we've got SCADA systems and we've got, you know, control systems that deal with all of these things. And it's important that we have them. At the same time, we need to understand their limitations and we need to monitor them. That is the critical issue with computing. You can't just put a computer in and forget about it. You gotta keep an eye on it. And this goes for your home computer too.
Well, let's talk about that because many of us have personal computers, Windows type operating environments. And when we do, we are more vulnerable to malware, if you will, viruses, than if we have Apples. Isn't that correct?
That's by and large correct. If you look at the compromises which have occurred over the last years, the vast majority have been on Windows. And when an Apple product has been involved, it's usually been a third-party application that has been compromised, not the intrinsic operating system.
So is that because of just the sheer numbers? So if someone were going to create malware, he or she would say, you know what, there are more PC operating systems out there, more Windows, so let's just write it for Windows. Is that the reason, or is Apple have a higher level of security built in?
That's a difficult question to answer because, as you know, the market penetration on Apple products have become higher of late. However, you know, going back 10 years ago, of course you'd write for Windows because that was really the only thing out there. But there's something else that they do on Apple as well that really helps.
Well, let's talk about that, and then let's talk about some of these vulnerabilities and what do we do about them. Dave Rand, Trend Micro. We're learning about computer security, what we need to know about it, and we're going to learn how to protect ourselves when we come back. We've got about an hour and 12 minutes remaining in this broadcast classroom. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dave Rand is with us, and we're talking about computer security. We're talking about computer threats. Dave Rand is with Trend Micro. Dave, as you look at the internet from your bird's eye view, how much of our commerce would you say is based on the internet? And I know this number is really not determinable. Precisely, but do you have a feel for how much as a percentage of all commerce in the United States would be driven or powered or empowered or made possible through the internet?
I don't think that there's any part of the commerce in the U.S. that is not part of the internet now. I mean, it's used in everything from gas stations to trucking to monitoring systems, you name it. So I don't think that there's any part that isn't dependent on it now.
Yeah, so we're talking real time. As a matter of fact, Dave, my credit card was shut down. A computer algorithm looked at my credit card and they said, here's a charge that Vinny doesn't normally have. And it was for $3.05. It was to a company in Luxembourg. It was literally Skype. And I paid $2.99 for 1 month's worth of Skype plus tax. The credit card processing company saw that and said, that looks like a fraudulent transaction, and shut my credit card down. And because of that, the chain reaction was unbelievable. I couldn't buy gas. We have a meetup every Monday night at Ziggy's, a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri, where I host seminars, and, you know, listeners come, and, you know, like 110 people come every Monday night. I couldn't pay my dinner bill. I mean, just my meal. I couldn't pay that. I couldn't tip the waitress. And then my e-commerce component of my website got shut down. I mean, it was just a cascade of events, all because some algorithm said $3.05. That's not like Vinny. He doesn't normally do that. So I'm very concerned for all of us who are dependent on those pieces of plastic that we call credit cards, debit cards, for purchasing whatever we think we might need.
Right. And it's more than that. So we've got a whole situation where these automated monitoring systems are looking at our behavior, mm-hmm. not only just in credit cards, but in a lot of parts of our life to try to better understand what we do. And, you know, we talked about that earlier with targeted advertising. Yeah. That's yet another application of this.
And do you have any moral concerns about any of this?
Yeah, I do. But, you know, the thing is, by and large, this does help people. You know, if you're going out and looking for a car, for example, it's better that you see targeted advertisements that tell you the information that you want to know. Mm-hmm. The corollary of that is, well, of course, you can look it up yourself, you know, mm-hmm. or go down to the car dealership and do it. But that's the old way of doing things. And to get the information delivered to you, because there's so much new information out there, to get that information delivered to you in a manageable form is important, too. So there's a balance. Have we reached the balance point yet? No, we don't know how this is all going to play out. And we're going to figure that out over the next 10, 20, 30 years. Right? We don't have the skill set to be able to do this. But at the same time, you know, your credit card experience is showing you the other side of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to gather your behavior and to say, hey, what are you doing buying something in Luxembourg? You know, come on,
yeah.
you never buy anything from there. So, again, is that wrong? You know, I had a similar experience where I had a credit card transaction that was from the UK.
I'll tell you what, Dave, hold that thought. Dave Rand, Trend Micro, we're talking about computing, we're talking about the internet, and when we come back on the other side of the top of the hour news and commercials, I'd like to know what his thoughts about the stability of the internet and the on-off switch that Barack Obama wants to have on the internet. What are his thoughts about that? We'll be right back. I'm Ben Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.